Reports are like flying. Everybody complains about flying, but at least until COVID, we did more and more of it every year. Reports are a pain to build, a nightmare to support, and nobody uses them. So what's not to like? Seriously, a lot of reporting is a waste of time. But that's partially because a lot of reporting is built based on fundamental misassumptions about the role of reporting and the nature of report consumers. There are at least four different types of reporting common in the enterprise. Probably the most important and least glamorous is operational reporting. Operational reports are for hands-on line managers who need numbers every day or every week to run their function. They need to know who didn't report for work last week, what the schedule is for this week, what's low on inventory, what new web errors are there. The people appropriately getting operational reports always consume them because they can't do their job without them. They don't need these reports to be beautiful or Tufty approved. They don't need KPIs and gauges. They just need the friggin' numbers. The thing about most operational reporting is that it works just fine. A lot of people who don't need operational reports get them, which is a bit of a drag, but for the most part, these kind of reports do exactly what they're supposed to. It's one level up where things go awry, because lots of people in an organization don't need those numbers to manage their function on a day-to-day basis. They just need to know when things go wrong. Those people won't look at the operational reports because most of the time things aren't wrong. So when things do go wrong, they miss the problem. We've all been in this boat, drowning in reports that told us way too much of what we need to know. For these folks, the solution isn't reporting at all. It's alerting. Trying to build reports that highlight problems doesn't work. In few well-run enterprises are there enough problems to make it worthwhile. Just find a way to get clearly labeled alerts to people so that they only get them when something is actually wrong. The third level of reporting is enterprise intelligence, and here things really get confused, because enterprise intelligence reports tend to conflate operational reporting, alerting, and BI into one unholy mess. Enterprise intelligence reporting shouldn't have operational or alerting functions. Its real purpose is to set the table for conversations in the enterprise. Here's how we talk about the business. Here's what we're focused on. Here's where we are right now. Good enterprise intelligence reporting shouldn't be judged by how often reports are open or whether those reports drove action. It should be judged on whether it raises the level of intelligence in the organization and standardizes the enterprise conversation around meaningful topics. For years, I've been an advocate of a concept that I call analytic reporting that's designed to bridge the world of analytics and reporting. Analytic reports are based on a predictive model and blend forecasting and reporting functions. This is the fourth type of reporting, and it's unique in that it's explicitly designed to put analytics at the service of action, since it includes the ability to generate and test what-if scenarios based on a model of the marketing system or business. In this series, though, I'm going to focus my in-store reporting discussion primarily on that third level of reporting, enterprise intelligence, with some occasional dips into operational reporting and alerting. That's because for in-store shopper analytics, there just isn't an established way to talk about the data or the behavior. Getting this right is a huge step forward toward better in-store analytics and experimentation. Because, to paraphrase an old measurement adage, you can't improve what you can't talk about. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel.